I'm driving in my car. I turn on the radio.
How about you let me drive?
Oh, no.
Who's gonna drive you home?
Honey, please, I'll do the driving.
Drive home.
Excuse me, I wanna drive.
Just drive, baby.
It's the question that drives us.
This is the Drive to the Close.
That funky music will drive us till the dawn.
On Bloomberg Radio.
And it is time for the Drive to the Close. Kevin Miller back with us, Chief Investment Officer out at Evaluator Funds. He's based out in Minneapolis, Minnesota, but here with us in our Bloomberg Interactive Broker studio today with myself and Taylor Riggs. Kevin, great to have you back with us.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right. So as you look around, and we were talking about this a little bit before we came on air, you know, every minute it feels like there's a twist or a turn to this market, a twist or a turn to global economics. How do you sort of rate what worries you the most at this moment?
Well, the first thing you have to do is you have to look at fundamentals and look to see, you know, are we seeing an increase in unemployment? Is inflation picking up? Or, you know, how's the housing industry holding up? What are mortgage rates looking like? And that will help get you over the speculation you're experiencing through some of these headline issues with the China trade agreement and what's going on today. So the fundamentals are key. Unfortunately, we are living in a period right now where emotion is so strong that it can swing the market, 1.5% just within one day.
Well, I love that you brought that up because it, for me, always comes down to fundamentals. I sometimes wonder if our biggest risk is the ability to talk ourselves into a recession, because you're not seeing it in the data, and yet we're all worked up about these headlines and sentiment feels so volatile in either direction.
That's correct. I mean, not to age myself, but I started in the business back in 86, and in 87, the market went down 30-some% in one day, and by the end of the year, the market was up by 2%. And people didn't make changes. Why? Because they didn't have daily accounting, they didn't have internet, they didn't have toll-free access to their account. So it's too bad, but we have so much information and so much access. I do think some people get ahead of themselves and make changes that if they would just be a little bit more patient, it would work its way out.
And so given that, we also hear, we heard from a bunch of companies, well-known companies today, Nike, Adidas among them, 173 companies, I think, sending a letter to the administration essentially saying, bad idea on these tariffs. Like, this is going to hurt our business. We're going to have to pass this through. We heard from Walmart last week talking about how they're going to deal with it. Every CEO, as we get into the next round of earnings, is going to have to face this in one form or another. So are we just waiting to see what the impact is? And how do we gauge that until we have the numbers? Or do we just wait?
Well, I think you're going to start seeing corporations cut back on where they expect their projections to go going forward. And you're probably going to see slowdown in capital expenditures until we know exactly what's going on. And so I think if we do not get an agreement with China, probably define it as quickly as I can, I would say we'd probably go back to an Obama-type market where we'd see GDP maybe at 2-2.5%. But I think it's going to feel better because more of us are going to be employed. You know, where back then it didn't feel that good because there are still people trying to get decent jobs. And I think you're going to see our GDP numbers go down to the low twos. But because we're still employed and we're gainfully, you know, going after it, I think it'll work its way out. But this China trade agreement, if I was China, I'd be very concerned about what's going to happen. If they don't take action and our corporations start moving out, that country's going to be in a world of hurt. It's going to be a year and a half, 2 years, 3 years. But, I mean, it could potentially happen to them.
So you also mentioned CapEx, which we did a story this morning that I think we're about 92% of the way through earnings season. CapEx last quarter on average only grew about 3% year over year, which was the lowest rate of CapEx spending since the second quarter of 2017. In part, that's helping the bottom line. That's probably why we saw earnings growth when we weren't expecting earnings growth. How concerned are you that we're not seeing the CapEx spend the way we used to. And in particular, it's like Apple and Microsoft that are cutting those CapEx by double digits.
Yeah, that's significant. And if it's prolonged, it will have an impact on the market in general. I do think that, you know, the tailwind that we had from the tax cuts year over year, our earnings were, you know, in the 20s. Well, that wind that we had at our backside is now nothing more than just a breeze. And in fact, we have to be careful that we don't get inverted and start running into a headwind. But there's going to be a definite slowdown in where this market is going to go without some form of stimulation, whether it comes from the Fed or some form of an agreement.
So then how do you invest into a market like this? How do you think about risk? How do you think about allocating, maybe changing up a mix as it relates to equities, fixed income, and cash for that matter?
Yeah, well, it depends, obviously, first off, sure, the time horizon. You know, when are you thinking of spending the money? We, at our funds, we have reduced our allocation into foreign equities and emerging markets based on the lack of an agreement, you know, coming to a head. And then from a fixed income perspective, we've taken some of the credit off the table and we're going longer term and higher quality, looking at more duration. We do feel the Fed is going to keep the rate at this level. We'd really like to see them discontinuing their unwinding of the balance sheet before they make any other moves. But it's right now I'd go longer in the duration and higher in the quality on the fixed income.
So with longer in the duration, one of your calls as well is you do see the potential for the yield curve to invert later this year. Last week, of course, in the height of the big sell-off, we had a small inversion, about 3 basis points on 3-month 10-year. We're back in positive territory, but only by 3 or 4 basis points. Yeah. How much of that is an economic recession indicator, and how much of it is basically a Fed that's not as dovish as we thought, and then on the long end not getting the type of inflation we should see, and so the curve naturally is pretty flat?
Yeah, the curve is naturally a little flat.
The nerve of the curve.
But the situation is that typically when the curve does invert, you know, you don't see a recession on average for 14 months after that. We have to take into consideration the fact that we went through 3 significant quantitative easing. So our 10-year yield may be 20 to 30 basis points less than it would have been if we didn't have that. So then you have to take that into consideration. I would not be concerned about the inverted yield curve until it got inverted by 15 to 20 basis points. And then that would start getting my attention.
Kevin Miller, Chief Investment Officer at Evaluator Funds, based out in Minneapolis, here with us in New York. Always good to catch up with you. The Nerve of the Curve. Isn't that the name of the band you're starting with Tom Keene?
That's a great either name of a band or a restaurant or something.
Could be the name of your novel, you write sort of a Romana Clef about working here at Bloomberg. I can see it. Your Days on Surveillance.
I love it. In all seriousness, I really like that for the first time I've sort of heard that the flat yield curve is more of a structural shift that we've seen and not so much of a huge indicator of an economic recession, that it doesn't need to be inverted by 2 basis points, but we're looking at 15 or 20 basis points really before you start to get nervous the way we used to.